Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, before I get into today's episode, I want to talk to you about summer. Why is it so important? Well, personal trainers, everybody wants more results. With more results, you get a better reputation, you get more referrals, you get more new clients, and your credibility goes up. Now, I know that's what you all want, but there are times of the year when it's difficult. Christmas. Nobody really wants to get in shape in Christmas. January, February, they're trying to get back in the swing of things, and you might get a good run of 3 to 4 weeks with day-to-day people, and then they go on a binge at the weekend and you're struggling. 9 times out of 10, people haven't got a really clear defined goal, something that matters to them. But hey, summer, bikini, shorts, you don't want to look the same as you did last year. That's an opportunity for you to talk to your clients and say, do you know what? We are at nearly May now, and that gives us 3 months, 4 months if people are going away in the middle end of August, to really set our sights on being the best version of you this year. What do you think about that? Give your clients that opportunity to say, do you know what? I can see the beach. I can see, visualize me going away. And I can also visualize how I felt last year, how rubbish I felt with how I looked. And so this is your opportunity, this one time of the year where you can actually grab your diary, look at it and say, right, who do I think can do well? And this week, my challenge for you is to go through your diary and sit down with each of your clients and say, can we have a dedicated effort to achieving the results before your summer holiday? Because if you can get 50% results, you're going to get 50% results you can share. You can get 50% of your results that will enhance your reputation locally, improve word of mouth, give you a lot more confidence as a coach as well. So that's your challenge this week. Go through your diary, sit down and say, who this week could I talk to, and try and get a really good date in the diary and a commitment from them to go all in to get the best results that we can get for July, August time. Honestly, I used to do it every single year. I spoke to some of the guys this weekend that I was with, and it was a challenge that I set for them too. Make sure you take on board that challenge. You know, drop me a message on Instagram and just say, look, I took it on board. I've got 5 clients that committed to it this week, and hey, bam, you know, I'm really pumped for it, and they're really pumped for it, and take advantage of this time of the year. Now, I know that today's episode, the time management tactics that I'm going to share with you are going to be very, very valuable. And I know that because it's actually one of the most popular questions that I get asked. You know, I don't have time, Mark. How do you fit in everything? And before I actually start telling you how I do what I do and how I'm going to help you do what you want to do, I don't have a lot of time when trainers say to me, they don't have time, they can't fit anything in. And the reason why I don't have necessarily the patience for that, I have the patience to teach how to do it, but I don't entertain when people say, I don't have time. I mean that is in the sense that I don't go, yeah, I know how hard it is. Let me tell you why. Over the years, I've created 9 ebooks, 6 seminars, mentorship, mastermind. I was doing 40 to 50 PT sessions. I built 2 gyms throughout that time. I had 40 to 50 online clients. And while I was running the gym and creating the ebooks and doing my personal training and doing my online training, I was developing all the other systems. And even very, very soon, I'm about to launch my new brand impact mastery course. And so when somebody challenges me and says, I don't have enough time, and I just say, what have you done? And if you're running a personal training business, i.e. you're doing 30 to 40 PT hours a week and that is it, I may not be the person that you want to speak to, because I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to say, crikey, like, you were doing 30 to 40 hours of PT and that's all you were doing? Well, during that time, I was preparing all my meals every single morning. I was writing an ebook near enough every other year during that time. I was running my online clients, and I was also managing a team of trainers and running a gym and developing a business. So what we've got to look at in today's episode is why you're potentially not managing your time very well. And so, you know, when somebody says to me they don't have enough time, I would like to think that by the end of today's episode, you're going to be in a really great position to say, I actually do have enough time. I just wasn't doing enough with it. Now, before I get into my time management tactic number one, I wanted to let you all know that in 6 weeks' time, my Elite Business Mastermind will be yet again opening its doors to another group of incredible coaches. On the 14th of June, I will be welcoming a brand new group. I'd love you to be a part of it, on a six-month journey to building your own framework for success. It's a journey that I take you on to helping you build the framework of your business. Every area, from financial planning to developing your brand, to increasing your audience, to understanding your marketing, to ensure that you've got all the right products and services in place, to learn from me, learn how I've developed my ebooks and seminars and systems, and give you a framework for the next 1, 2, and 3 years so that you can see exactly where you're going. Something I'm going to talk about in the time management tasks. So I'd love to talk to you. I'd love you to get off this podcast when you've come to the end of it. I'd like you to go to m10life.com/education, click on the mastermind link, or go to the link in my bio on Instagram, or in the comments section in the bio of the podcast on iTunes. Send in the application. It's no obligation. And let's just have a call. Because if I could help you build a framework for your business, if I could help you have a vision for the next 1, 3, and 5 years of where you're going, what it looks like, and what tasks you've got to actually put in place to get there, and teach you about building your brand, your business, getting a bigger audience, standing out in the marketplace, and also learning how to get that audience to engage and invest in your products and services, then I'd love to talk to you. It's a six-month journey. Let's arrange a call. Click on the link for the mastermind in the bio section here, and I really, really look forward to speaking to you. So on the 14th of June, there's only 6 weeks left to actually get involved in the program. So make sure you head over and click on the link. Now, time management tactics. Let's get into them. The number one thing that I'm going to put, and I'm going to put this at the top. Now, this is number one. The rest, I don't really want to call them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We will, so that you know we've got an order. But the number one thing you've got to do in terms of time management is have clarity. You need to know the direction that you're going. You need to have a crystal clear vision. Now, time management, managing your time. The reason you manage your time effectively and efficiently is because there's a lot that you've got to get done. When I say done, what I mean is you need to know what you need to get done. And as I just said to you about the mastermind, most people don't have a vision. A clear vision of where you want to get to. If your head is cloudy, if you don't really know where you're going, when you sit down to do something and you don't get it done, it's because you don't understand the necessity, the need to getting it done. So I would always say to people, you know, you're sitting down to do something. What's the vision? Can you clearly tell me what direction you're heading in? Because if you can, then your time management is going to be a lot more efficient because you understand why something needs to get done. Something I'm going to expand on a little bit later. So I notice, and I have done for myself, that I manage my time so much better the clearer I am. So my question to you right now is, do you have a vision? Are you clear with the direction that you're taking your life and the direction that you're trying to take your business? your personal training business. Now, a lot of people look at business in terms of, right, this year I've got to be earning this, this year I've got to be earning that, that year I've got to be earning that. That's one part of developing a strategy to develop your business, financial objectives. Some of the other objectives in terms of reputation, I didn't concern myself about money for a long time. I concerned myself about my reputation. That's a part of growing your business. So growing my business in terms of the results. And the results mattered because I wanted to have this level of result and the clarity I had with where I wanted to get to. What type of results? I wanted actual photo shoot level results and I went hard to achieve those. If it's weight loss results that you want, are you crystal clear what level of results that you want and the quality of the results that you want? So my question to you, number one, is if you are going to go through the rest of the time management tactics with me now, you will find it very, very difficult to actually assign those and actually get them done if you're not crystal clear of where you're going. If you're unsure, I will promise you right now that clarity is the currency of success. If you're clear, you will move forward at a very, very, very fast pace. Because some of the things I'm going to talk about now in terms of time management, you know, is avoiding distractions. I'm going to talk about how we do that. And you do that ultimately by being clear because you don't give a monkeys about anybody else. You don't pay attention to anybody else. Therefore, you stay focused on what you want to achieve. So where do you want to go with your business? Where do you want to go with your life? If you're not clear, step number one for time management is to find out. Step number two is a to-do list. Now, Mark, we've read books and time management video. We've watched time management videos. We know that lists are important. I'm going to question you right now. Do you have a list? I have a booklet. Everybody that joins the Mastermind, they all have a book. And the reason I give a book is because I'm not going to say I'm old school with this, but if you have a lot on your laptop, you close your laptop down. If you have a lot on your phone and you close your phone down, you don't really see stuff. I have a pad that's with me. So when I go on a train, the laptop comes out and the pad sits next to me. On the pad is my tasks. At home, I have my laptop, my pad, A4 pad, lined pad. And on it is tasks, things to do. And people are like, no, I'm not old school. I have everything on my laptop. The laptop's shut. If your notes is closed on your phone, how often are you seeing your tasks? Not very regularly. I have my tasks on a piece of paper. And I also prioritize my tasks the night before. So I write down what I've got to get done. I visualize what I've got to get done. When I wake up in the morning, I look at my tasks. I'm very, very clear with what needs to get done. So as a time management strategy, the first thing that you need to do is grab a pad, start writing everything down the night before, be very, very disciplined. You'll know what you need to do. But the problem is the reason why most people don't get much done in terms of their time is because they sit down to do stuff and you're trying to work out what needs to get done. And then you waste time and you don't see it as valuable time. So that step number two is to ensure that you do have a journal. You do have a book. And as old school as you might think it sounds, it works. And I encourage everybody that works with me to have a journal. Number three. Now, I'm going to talk about not doing certain things in a second. But there is one specific thing that has created more time for me than anything else over the last few years. And that is time restriction use on my phone. I do not reply or look at emails, Instagram, Facebook until 8 a.m. in the morning. I will look at my phone when I get up in the morning just to see if there's any family WhatsApps or calls. But unless it's family or my wife, or a very close friend that needs to speak to me, I won't entertain anything till 8 a.m. in the morning. That allows me headspace time. That allows me time to look at my journal. That allows me time to have my clear head before it's cluttered with everything else and just strategize. It allows me time to read. It allows me time to absorb information that's going to help me power up my energy of my day and think about what I need to do and be very strategic. Now, if you get go to see a client at 5 o'clock in the morning, if that client hasn't WhatsApped you to say that they're going to be late, you don't need to look at your social media. You don't need to look at anything else. maybe you could give yourself a curfew to 6:30 if you get in for a client at 5:30. And then when you finish your client, then you allow your brain to start taking on external information. Just think of it. You look at your phone. I've done an episode of the podcast on this, but when you actually look at your Instagram, the people that are on it, do they add value or do they clutter your brain? Remember that the energy inside your brain is very, very, very valuable. And therefore, if you're filling it with nonsense, I don't have many people that I follow on Instagram, because it's not because I don't follow and go and look at the people that I mentor, the people who are on my coaching programs, or people that I know. I'll go and have a look at them. But you don't have an actual tag on your friends walking around the street so that you can see on their phone what they're up to. You catch up with them when you see them. Now, what you'd have is a tag that's telling you what everybody else is doing, which is quite unnecessary to your life. And you can choose to remove that energy, or you can choose to bring it in. When you have time management issues, you've got to worry about what clutter's coming into your world. So taking a little leaf out of my book in terms of time restriction for phone use, you might restrict time from 9 p.m. You might restrict time from 8:30 p.m. Very, very good habit to be in. And do you know the way that I actually stick to disciplined with this? The way that I'm disciplined with this is I actually look at the value that anybody else is bringing me from Instagram, email, or Facebook if I was to use my phone. And if I say there's zero value, then that is why I don't answer the phone. Value later on in the day, because it's a potentially adding value to my business, my messages on Instagram, my messages on Facebook, and then I can get into the day. Now, time management tip number 4 is a not-to-do list. I got this from Craig Ballantyne's book. And Craig talks about not-to-do lists. Now, when I look at my journal, I will decide that there are things that I want to do or should do, need to do, then also not to do. And to be honest, the phone goes in that list, but I wanted to keep the phone separate because it's such a big area. But the not-to-do list, what is there that you do on a day-to-day basis that you should not do, that's not conducive to your energy and not conducive to your energy being robbed, but not conducive to you progressing? Well, I know I waste time here. Write it down on the right-hand side of the journal. And when you go to do something, all you need to do is say to yourself, is this complementing or complicating? I did a podcast episode on this. But in terms of your time management, you're going to get to the end of these 10 tips and go, wow, if I was more disciplined with those tips that Mark said, I'd have so much more time. So a not-to-do list to the right-hand side of your journal. I must not go on a website, Amazon, search for stuff during the day. I must not, as I said earlier, go on my phone. I must not spend more than X training. I must not do this. And when you're very, very, hold yourself accountable to those, you free up a lot of time. Because throughout the day, you know, you've only got to look at your phone to see how much time you waste on social media platforms if you don't actually make any revenue from them. So that's a very, very important point. A not-to-do list, number 4. Number 5 is a regular performance reviews. Now, I talk about weekly meetings. So getting to the beginning of the week on a Monday. And this episode will be out on a Monday, so it's great for you to be able to use the release day of the podcast, which is always the biggest download day of the podcast, to say, what have I got to get done? That's fine. What difference have I got to make with my clients? How many new clients do I need? What effort have I got to put into my marketing? But I want a review of the week before. Because if you know that there were some certain things that you did the week before that worked very, very well and you became very, very productive and you can acknowledge what they are, then that inspires you and motivates you to go into the same week making the same available time. Because if, let's say, last week you were pretty good with your time management, but you didn't acknowledge it, you didn't review it, you didn't praise yourself for it, you didn't show appreciation for how disciplined you were, you might go into the next week and then other stuff gets in the way and time goes out the window. So you must have regular performance reviews. Now, if you're very good with your time management, it might be monthly. If you're very poor with your time management, it might be weekly. But I want a review that says, I did this well, I didn't do this well, I could do this better, and also I need to learn this if I want to improve. Because that level of discipline, and honestly, There is a point I'm going to get to in a second, which really was the game changer for my discipline. But when you become more disciplined at reviewing your week and what you want to achieve and what you need to do more of in terms of learning to improve yourself, that awareness inspires you and motivates you. It's giving you a strategy. It's giving you a system. And when you have a system and a strategy, you become so much more efficient with your time. Number six, avoid low energy. This is very, very important. Low energy detracts from your attention and focus. Low energy is going to be people. Low energy is going to be environments. So if you've always gone for a coffee and you realize that you don't get much done in that coffee shop, change your location. I'm very motivated when I'm at home. Most people aren't motivated at home. Guess what? If I feel I've lost my concentration and focus, I'm going to go to a coffee shop. If I go to a coffee shop that I know is very, very busy, I lose my concentration. When I was in Nottingham or full time, I would actually be at home in the morning till 11 a.m. And I would stay at home. It's not about avoiding low energy in the gym. The energy was phenomenal in the gym, but the energy didn't allow me to concentrate in the gym. So I stayed at home and stayed within a bubble of powerful, positive, quiet energy within the gym. People that you're hanging around with, friends, they will detract from your time. I'm going to be very, very honest here. I got some wonderful friends, wonderful colleagues, and in order for me to progress at the pace that I have over the years, I've avoided a lot. Now, the reason I've avoided a lot is because I can link this into number seven, to be honest, is because I was always able to link my vision to my time. And honestly, when I had certain levels of energy, and I'm not going to call my colleagues low energy in the slightest, but what I am going to say is that in between a training session, if I ever would get an hour, I have to go straight into my progress, i.e. the task that I got set. Because if I sat down with somebody and spent too much time with them, and I talk about low energy, it may not be the high energy to get business tasks done. It might be a low energy in just in terms of social energy. And social energy wasn't conducive to me, my performance. So linking that to point number seven, linking tasks to my vision, I would get to the end of a coaching session at say 3 till 4, and I had 4 till 5:15 free. 4 till 5:15, I have my journal. I need to get this done. But the point is, you link your task to your vision. So if I have 3:15 till 4:15, that slot that I had, why did I need to get that task done? Well, my vision was to become one of the best coaches in the country. If I didn't sit down and write a blog, somebody else that's writing just as many blogs as me is going to be one up on me. I had a target. I had a vision. I wanted to be there. I know how many blogs I had to do each week. I've got 1.25 hours to write a blog. I haven't put a post out today. I need to get a post out. My commitment is one a day. Why? Because I want to actually have my not only commitment to be putting out my content every single day, but I have a vision of where I want to get to, which is determined by the frequency of my content and serving my audience. And this was back in my personal training days as it is today. And so whatever you want to do, here's the other thing, time management. If you have children, if you have a relationship, you've got to link everything that you need to do every day in terms of your time management slots to something that raises the emotion and energy inside of you. The necessity. If I can link a task that I've got to do that I actually am going to potentially put off to something that's emotionally important to me, like providing for my family, like linking to the vision and my goals and dreams of being a reputable coach in the country, having better results than anybody else, producing better results, or similarly, time management in terms of your training. Still to this day, I have a commitment that not only am I going to educate, I'm going to coach, I'm going to develop my brain, I'm going to develop my physique, and I want that to be a representation of what I think is an ideal vision for a majority of coaches. You should be looking after your physical self, professional self, and personal self. And I want to be a vision of that, and therefore I hold myself accountable. If I don't want to go and train, I go, time management, you've got 3 till 4:30, go. Why? Within a split second, I link it to my vision and what I want to achieve. Personal, physical, professional. That is my commitment. So I will say to you, if you are not very good at time management and you are not linking the time that you need to allot to doing certain tasks, just look at your vision. And that's why I go back to clarity. If you don't know what your vision is, times in my life, I just wanted to be the best bodybuilder and build the best physique I possibly could. Have one of the best physiques of personal trainers in the country. And every time I had a task in there, and it was a decision between seeing my friends or working on my physique or developing my knowledge or going on a course, they win. Because that time was allotted to that because my vision was so important to me. That's why I keep going back to the clarity of vision for yourself, the direction you want to go in, because it's so, so powerful to the direction of your life and the progress that you're going to make. Number 8, know your power time, your most productive time. I'm actually very productive up till about 11:30 in the morning, but then 4:30 till about 8:30 in the evening, 5:00 till 8:00. Now, if I'm teaching, it's all day. But if I'm at home, I know that power time. That's why 11:30 is the time I want to start getting ready to train, start having my nutrition before pre-workout. And then mid-afternoon, I'll have some food. And I might have a gap between, say, 12 and 3, where I actually reserve that for training, replying to some WhatsApps, replying to some voice notes. I look at my power time, and I know that's basically a good communication time. But between 6:30, 7:00 in the morning and about 11:30, I get a lot of work done. And then I know between 4 or 5 o'clock, I get a lot of work done up till 8:00. And then honestly, I need my downtime. So my time management, I know that from 8:30, 9:00, that's me really done. That's my brain needs to wind down. I've trained hard. You know, I've worked a lot in the morning. I've started very early. I need that time. So I'm going to tell you now, you need your power time. What is your power time? If you know that, that's your time to get stuff done. If I start arranging to meet people for a coffee at 9:30 in the morning, I'm so much kind of missing out on the valuable time for me to grow my business, my brand, and achieve my dreams, visions, and goals. That's so important to me. I mean, I was even coming back the other night and I saw some old friends and I thought to myself, it's that kind of 8:00. I've got 30 minutes left of power time. I know my brain's still focused. I want to get stuff done. And it was a bit of a pull on me because I know that I'd got that power time left to just finish some stuff that I wanted to get done. So you need to acknowledge what your power time is. And that's the most important thing in terms of time management. You need to work to a time schedule. I know I told you that I have power times, but you also need to know how long you operate at a peak state for. So if I'm going to be in a peak state from, say, 9:30 to 11, that's an hour and a half. And so I would set a task, get that done, pause, have a coffee, have some food, break away, and I might be able to get between 7 and, say, 11, 3 key tasks done, and I separate them into slots. And I got to acknowledge to myself, what's realistic this morning? You know, I'm putting together my new program, my new online course, and what's realistic this morning? We've got to do a few tweaks to the actual online learning platform. That's all that's going to get done today. And what's the next task? So you need to know time schedules. So your diary, your journal has to have times allotted. Now, if you have something that requires proper deep focus, that might go in the morning power slot, and then the evening power slot, something else that requires less attention and focus, and that can go later on, and then the real power stuff needs to go at that time slot in the morning. And then number 10, I'm going to talk to you about mindset, personal development. A lot of the reasons why people struggle with time management, because the brains are cluttered with doubt, frustration, limitations, fear, emotion, not being good enough. This is such an important part. My morning, I still, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to see a world-renowned personal development coach, speaker, with my wife. Growing mentally, spiritually, is so important to my life. It's so, so important. In terms of my ability to commit to tasks. When you're not struggling with low self-confidence, doubt, frustration, fear, emotion, comparison, you don't procrastinate. In fact, you're more clearer. You're happier. You know, unhappy people are terrible with time management. They're just trying to look for things like make them feel happy as opposed to associating the growth and development of their life with tasks that they need to do to move forward. They'll go and spend more time socially, drinking, trying to be with friends, avoiding that time to work on themselves. And there's a big pattern. I've done this myself. Avoiding things and burying yourself into mild addiction. Mild addiction could just be socializing, going out with friends all the time, an addiction to that stimulus. And I became addicted to the stimulus of going out for years. And then I realized that through my own personal growth and journey and development strategies, it was filling a void for me, because I was avoiding trying to clear what mess was in my head to allow me a clearer space to be able to grow and develop as a human being. And I know from a time management perspective that if I sit and have a task and I actually accomplish it, I progress at such a fast pace. But when I wasn't accomplishing things and I was so frustrated, I had to stop and say, why? And that led me to do a lot of courses, led me to read a lot, led me to have mentoring and guidance from my NLP coach. And what I was able to do was to condition and learn how to have an empty, focused, clear, driven clarity and clear vision allowed me to be more strict with my time because I valued it more. And then throughout a day, I don't see a lot of my friends. Very rarely do I see my friends because I've got such a structured day. And that's not to say I don't keep in touch with people, I don't see people, but I have such an allotted time slot and I love what I do. Now, I'm not going to tell you right now that even though I don't see a lot of my friends a great deal, I see a lot of my colleagues, I see my wife, my family, but my passion is my work. I'm happy with my work. My time management is dedicated to growing my life, my business and my brand. And I'm going to say to you right now is, if you haven't actually cleared your brain enough to realize what you want in your life, well, work will become a stressor. Work to me isn't a stressor. Work to me is an immense passion. But what it allows me to do is start the day and not feel cluttered that I've got to fit a lot of other stuff in, a lot of other people, because my time management is reserved to my business, my wife, and my life. And then everything else has its place and its time when I have the available time. So what we've got here is 10 time management tactics. I've always struggled in the early days at school with time management. I didn't fit anything in. I didn't link any importance to it. And I struggled through school, honestly. I wouldn't put down any time to do anything. And now I'm disciplined, I'm structured. I have a to-do list. I'm restricted with my phone use. I have a not-to-do list. I review my performance regularly on paper and in my head at the end of every week and every month. You know, I have my mentoring groups where I'm continually reinforcing this and teaching through my mastermind groups. Imagine, let me just put this to you at this point. Imagine you came on my mastermind and every single week I got you to put accountability tasks into the closed Facebook group. And every week you tick those off with my support, my guidance, and the accountability of working alongside other people. And every single week you put down what you want to accomplish, and then you said whether you had accomplished it or not. At the end of the month, you meet in London. We have a boardroom. We sit down, you learn, you develop all the strategies that I've learned over the last 17 years. But then you talk through what you did and what your tasks are for next month. In 6 months' time, what do you think you had accomplished? And here's the question for you. If you don't join me at the Mastermind, what will you accomplish? 6 months is a very short space of time to be involved in something to transform your business and your life and get a crystal clear vision, put all the strategies in place that I've talked about and progress your business and your life. I would love to see you there. If you've enjoyed today's podcast and you want more and you want to be a part of that group, please go to the bio of the podcast in iTunes, click the link in my bio on Instagram, or just send me a DM and say I can have some more information about the mastermind. This is the sort of stuff that we do, but not just about learning it on a mastermind. We put this stuff into action and make you move forward. So you've got 10 time management tactics there. I really, really look forward to hearing from you. If you've got any thing that you want to share with me after listening to today's episode, and you could help me by sharing the podcast, letting everybody know that the episode is available, and just share with me what you thought. Take a screenshot of the podcast, share it on Instagram, Insta stories. Guys, I really, really appreciate your time as always. Thank you. I wish you a very, very successful week. It is Monday morning. Make sure you do your weekly Monday reviews. Make sure you set your clients' targets for the next 3 months to achieve their results for summer. And I will speak to you all very, very soon. Take care.